You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Morocco has faced significant challenges due to severe weather events. On a Tuesday evening, heavy thunderstorms and intense rains unleashed flash floods across Aghouatim and Moulay Brahim in the Al Haouz region. These deluges caused chaos in valleys like Gagaya and Bahja, transforming peaceful landscapes into raging torrents. Cars were swept away, and homes in the village of Akni became submerged. Traffic between Marrakech and Moulay Brahim came to a standstill, and local shops and residences suffered considerable damage. Authorities quickly mobilized equipment for emergency repairs and restoration work. The Imlil region experienced similar destruction, with torrents carrying massive boulders and tree trunks. These forces of nature devastated crops and washed away entire sections of roads. The Dra Tafilalet region also saw major roads cut off by floods, paralyzing traffic and leaving many vehicles stranded. Morocco grapples with both severe floods and persistent droughts. This dual threat necessitates robust monitoring and early warning systems. An experimental system, the Morocco Flood and Drought Monitor, has been developed to provide early warnings for both conditions across the country. This system is a collaborative effort by the Princeton Climate Institute, the University of Southampton, and Princeton University, funded by the UNESCO Intergovernmental Hydrology Program. The monitor integrates ground, satellite, and model datasets to create a near real-time picture of hydrological conditions. It provides forecasts up to 7 days for floods and up to 6 months for droughts. This system is fully operational, updating daily and running a hydrological model at a 5 kilometer resolution. The weather forecast for September 2025 indicates predominantly sunny days across Morocco, suggesting that flash floods are not a constant feature of the September climate. Recent drought conditions have severely impacted Morocco's agricultural sector and economy. The scarcity of sheep due to drought has driven up prices significantly ahead of Eid. Moroccan sheep now cost between 73 and 83 dirhams per kilogram. This situation highlights the vulnerability of local communities dependent on agriculture and livestock. Morocco is actively seeking innovative solutions to these challenges. In Benguerir, the country is leveraging its unique climatic conditions to address local agricultural challenges. This initiative aims to combat global hunger and climate change by harnessing forgotten crops, which are likely more resilient to changing weather patterns. Morocco is making strides towards achieving water autonomy, a critical goal given its susceptibility to both floods and droughts. The OCP group achieved water autonomy 2 years ahead of schedule through a historic 203-kilometer desalinated water pipeline. Such infrastructure projects are vital for securing a stable water supply in a region prone to water scarcity. These advancements in water management are part of a broader strategy to mitigate climate change risks. By investing in desalination and other technologies, Morocco is building resilience against future droughts. The recent earthquake in Morocco brought immense devastation, compounded by heavy rains. In the Atlas Mountains, earthquake survivors' camps transformed into muddy pools, with makeshift shelters flooding. Since March 9th, intense downpours have flooded streets and damaged power grids in struggling towns and villages. The Moroccan government pledged significant financial aid to affected families. Those whose homes were completely destroyed were promised 140,000 dirhams, while those with partial damage were allocated 80,000 dirhams. The effectiveness of the emergency response and aid distribution remains unclear. The United States has reaffirmed its commitment to support Morocco's earthquake recovery efforts. Morocco is addressing environmental challenges while engaging in technological advancements and strengthening international relations. The country has begun integrating artificial intelligence into its court systems. Rabat hosted the first African high-level forum on artificial intelligence, concluding with the Rabat Consensus. Morocco's e-visa platform has attracted 500,000 applicants, reinforcing its international presence. The nation is fostering strong military and diplomatic ties. New York National Guardsmen recently participated in an exercise with over 8,100 participants from 27 nations and NATO. Morocco's lower house speaker held talks with the Korean Prime Minister, underscoring its expanding diplomatic network. Copyright African Elements.